So today is a very special day in the Vaishnav calendar, or on the Vaishnav calendar. It's the commemoration of the appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur, who's the author of the Chaitanya Mangal, and which is an elaborate biography of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's early years. And so we're going to be speaking about the biography and also speaking about him. But first, before chanting, or with it, instead of chanting Jai Radha Madhava, we're going to attempt to chant Paramakaruna. I'm just going to use clap because I'm not that familiar with, I mean, I know the tune, but I just want to make sure I don't blow it. Okay? Paramakaruna Prabhu Dvijanau Nittai Gaurachand. No one wants to. Prabhu Dvijanau Nittai Gaurachand Shabhavata Shara Chiromani Kevala Nandakan Shabhavatara Shara Chiromani Kevala Nandakan Baja Baja Pai Chaitanya Nittai Sudrida Vishwasya Kori Baja Baja Bai Chaitanya Nittai Sudrida Vishwasya Kori Vishaya Chudiya Se Rase Majiya Mukha Bolo Hare Hare Vishaya chariya se rase majiya Mukha bolo hare hare Dekho oro bai Tribunane nai Emona toya la tata Neko hore bai tribu vane nai E mono doya la dasha Pashu pakki jure Pashane vidore Shuni yara guna gata Shupake dure Pashana vidure Shuni yarguna gata Samsare majiya rohile puriya Separe nahilo hasha Samsare majiya rohile puriya Separe nahilo hasha Appanakoroma punjaye shamana Kohe lochanadasa Appanakoroma punjaye shamana Kohe lochanadasa Paramakaruna Pohu Dvijana Nittai Gaurachanda Karuna Pu Dvijana Nittai Gaurachandra Jai Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari Haggerty. Gopi Janat Malaba Kiri Vadat Hare. Gopi Janat Malaba Kiri Vadat Hare. Yasurananjana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasurananjana Braja Jana Ranjana Unachira Vanachante Yamuna Chera Vanachalti Jai Ranu Madhava Kunyabi Khalti Jaya Radhu Madhova Kunabi Bhakti Madhava Kunabi Bhakti Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravitakacharya Also Teta Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Gauti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Vrim Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopika Gopinath Shyam Kunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturidam Kijai, Jagadadasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimadi Lassi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta, Vrind Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bom. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to she. Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Buddhale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pajani Nivrasesha Sunyavati Paschatateja Tarni. So Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshuram Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. So first I'm going to read the translation and commentary that was written or spoken by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, on this particular song, Parama Karano Pahu Dvijanam. They're the most merciful brothers, two personalities, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And as we've been reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is especially ecstatic in the fifth chapter of the Adi Leela, where it talks about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami leaving home at like 80-something years of age. And not that just leaving home is ecstatic, although we like to travel. But what happened is that this nice devotee, Amina Ketan Ramdas, who was actually manifested Lord Nityananda's mercy. You know, sometimes you actually have this description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that different devotees, Avir Bhav, you know, they can actually manifest the presence of the Lord just by being there. That's their Shaktivesh, you know, manifesting. So anyway, so he's manifesting the presence of Lord Nityananda, and he's visiting the house of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and I guess Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother and other members of the family. And as he's there, everybody's ecstatic, chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then one of the priests who was worshiping the family deity, Gunarnava Mishra, he doesn't properly receive or pay obeisances to Meena Ketana Ramdas. And this is interesting, too. This is almost like the story in the Bhagavatam of how you have Romaharshana Sutta. And Romaharshana Sutta is giving Bhagavatam class. And Balaram walks in. And then what happens is that he doesn't stand up or give any sort of respect to Balaram. Balaram takes a little kusha grass and just like wipes him out. Of course, there's a whole wonderful story that Balaram has to basically go on pilgrimage to expiate. Of course, there's no sins for him, and he also had to kill this wonderful demon, Balvala, at the behest of the sages. But in any case, so getting back to the story. So this Meena Ketana Ramdas, he says about Gunarnava Mishra, who was worshiping the deity and not properly respecting the Vaishnavas, he said, here's the second Romaharshana Sutta. And this is very interesting because it's described when a Vaishnava comes, if there's no one to receive a Vaishnava, one can even neglect the deity worship because the service of the Vaishnava is more important than the service to the deity. So not that one should regularly do that. Obviously, if guests come, it's not that you jump off the altar, but if some exalted Vaishnava comes, then you actually have to receive them if there's no one else there to receive them. So anyway, so this was the statement of Meena Ketana Ramdas, and Meena Ketana Ramdas got upset because the etiquette was violated. And later on, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and his brother had an argument about the whole thing. And it was revealed in that argument that Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother didn't have very much faith in Lord Nityananda, but had faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's described there that it's better to be an atheist, to not believe in God at all, than to have faith in one and not faith in the other one. Describe that as half a hen logic. And of course, that's in relationship to the chicken that laid the golden egg, or any chicken, actually, that you cut off the head because the head's eating. And you think you're going to get all the eggs, or cut open the chicken and think you're going to get all the eggs. So anyway, so he makes the point very, very clearly, because he is a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. He makes the point very, very clearly that one should worship both of these personalities, and the acharyas mentioned this, that there's a whole hierarchy, not that one's better than the other, but there's a hierarchy in approaching Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. First, one approaches the spiritual master who's representing Lord Nityananda and approaches Lord Nityananda. How? To get free of material desires and free of anarthas. And then you're qualified to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then you come to the ecstatic platform. And then, after you've approached Lord Chaitanya, of course, people ask, how do you approach Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda? Well, by engaging in this Sankirtan movement, spreading Krishna consciousness. You know, people ask, how could I chant my japa better? Well, if you want to chant your japa better and you want to be more concentrated in your reading, then you should preach about the holy name and preach about what you're reading. I remember when I was a new devotee, of course, when I was a devotee, but when I was first joined the society, I would read something in the Bhagavad Gita, and then that particular day, I'm sure most of us who went on Sankirtana had that experience. As an interesting brew, you'd read something, and then you try to remember that particular verse or section of the literature, and then you'd preach that to different people. I mean, obviously, you know, you'd adapt it to whoever you were speaking to. Najayate Mriyate Vakadachan, for example, for the soul, there's never birth nor death, nor having once been, does he ever cease to be? He's unborn, primeval, and does not slain when the body is slain. Anyway, so then you would preach that, and then it would really fix that in your mind. And then after sharing Krishna consciousness the whole day with people, your mind was so clear that it was like someone had, well, Chaito Darpa Namarjuna, isn't it? Didn't we experience that just a brief moment? Well, on a second. Ecstatic and relishable. Yeah, same thing. And that, you know, it was just like, it was somehow or other, it was like someone cleaned your glasses and your ears too. It's like someone, like some doctor took out this big device and took out your earwax, and all of a sudden you can hear, or someone took your cataracts away and you can see. I mean, if you looked at the deities looked different. Like, and that everything, I mean, everything was just like clearer. Anyway, so that's how we become focused, by sharing Krishna consciousness with others. So anyway, let's go on with the song. I mean, with that brief introduction. And so I forgot one thing. And after we approached Lord Chaitanya, if you really, and we were absorbed in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mission, then if you want to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, then you approach the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, particularly Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and actually, and their followers such as Srinivasa Acharya, Shyamananda, like Narottama Das Thakur. And of course, this is Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. So let me read Prabhupada's translation and also commentary. It's a commentary and translation. This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das declares that the two lords, Nittai Gaurachandra, Lord Nittai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The special significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization, is simply joyful, for they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Ram and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. I was just thinking that if, as far as Krishna who taught dancing, but that's the Rasa Leela, but that's only for those who are extremely on the highest level. So Krishna's prerequisite for dancing was it's a very high level, isn't it? You want to dance with Krishna, you got to be on the topmost level of devotional service. But if you want to dance with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dinahina Yata Chilo, right? Harina Mudvila, there's no prerequisite. It's amazing. I was just thinking about that. You know, Krishna is a big prerequisite for dancing. Anyway, Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding, but Lord Chaitanya introduced the process, which is simply joyful. Simply chant and dance. And then, actually, I may not get any further than this commentary, but, and then I, in today's class, so, and then I was thinking when I read this, that this is similar to Lord Chaitanya's discussion with Prakashananda Saraswati in the in Benares, which we heard about the other day, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having a discussion. Oh, the impersonalist Mayavadis there asked him, you know, why don't you just read Vedanta? Why are you just dancing and chanting with a bunch of low-class people? And Lord Chaitanya said, my spiritual master chastised me and called me a fool. He says, you simply take up this mantra and chant. And following the instruction of a spiritual master, of course, Lord Chaitanya was never called a fool by a spiritual master. He was just, this is sort of like a teaching type of technique. So anyway, so he was, he said, my spiritual master called me a fool, just chant this mantra. So I chanted this mantra and I became ecstatic. And I went back to my spiritual master and I said, what kind of mantra have you given me? It's like someone gives you something to eat and you start rolling on the ground afterwards. He said, what did you put in that food? So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya said, I went back to my spiritual master, what did you put in that mantra? What's in that mantra? And then Lord Chaitanya revealed that his spiritual master said that I'm very pleased you've achieved pure devotional service. So really, that's all one has to do, to chant purely the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And of course, and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra after chanting the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, to become free from the offenses that we might be committing. So that's very important. So you hear the devotees. We don't have to do that before each round. Some devotees actually speculated that. And Prabhupada said, no, you don't do it before each round. And some devotees actually started chanting the Panchatattva Maha Mantra on beads. Prabhupada said, no. So, but Prabhupada did say that we have two Maha Mantras. One is the Panchatattva Maha Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. And the other is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in the beginning of the movement, Prabhupada presented the Panchatattva Mantra, a preface by Bhaja. And you can hear Prabhupada's chanting like that, Bhaja, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya. And then after that, Prabhupada changed the Jaya so that people wouldn't confuse us with this group that would chant Bhajag Nitai Gaur Radhesham Mantra. Prabhupada was so upset with that group because his spiritual master was upset with the group. And also that group has, I'm not sure if they still have, but their ashram was right next to our Krishna Balaram Mandir. And those who stayed in the guest house of the Krishna Balaram Mandir could hear this bogus mantra chanted all night long. You've heard that? Ooh. It would drive you crazy. And, you know, just it was wild. But I don't think they're there anymore. Probably the devotees. I think the devotees bought them out to do housing there. But Lord Chaitanya introduced the process, which is simply joyful, simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lochan Das requests everyone, my dear brother, I request you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. It's Dridha. Sudridha Vishvasha Kori. Vishvasha means faith. Sudridha means great determination. Wow. Like Dridha Vrataha. Like you hear Bhajanti Mam Dridha Vrataha. Like you hear in the Bhagavad Gita, that verse. Ananyas Chinta Yantamam Yeja Nakpari Paste Tisham Nichibiyutamang. Anyway, so with firm determination and faith, that means no doubt. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. And that comes, faith. How does faith come? Faith comes from observing people who are following the process of Krishna consciousness. It comes from one's own, you know, pachyaksha vagamam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyam, from one's own experience in Krishna consciousness. And faith and conviction. And faith actually means shraddha shabde visha shakahi sudrita nishya, just doing what is recommended here, that everything will be accomplished. Of course, chanting is there, but we still have to do things in the material world. Is that, for example, if you have a broken leg, we do not have the faith that simply chanting Hare Krishna will fix your broken leg. You should go to the doctor. Because it, you know, the chanting of Hare Krishna cleanses the heart, but it's nowhere stated by the acharyas that we chant Hare Krishna to fix broken legs. Or we chant Hare Krishna and don't wear masks because that it'll protect us from the virus. You know, so we have to understand there's a process for everything. Or we chant Hare Krishna and we don't put gas or oil in our cars. And then we wonder why black smoke is coming out of the rear engine, the exhaust pipe. So what is the process? So sometimes we find people, I'm being a little facetious, but sometimes we find people like that, you know, that Krishna will put gas in my car. If Krishna wants to protect me against the virus, he will. But Krishna has given you a mask. You know, so he does want to protect you, so he's given you the facility and the mask. So what is the process? If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, One has to give up his engagement and sense gratification. Oh, my God. That is the only restriction, Prabhupada said. If one gives up sense gratification to assure he will reach the desired goal, one simply has to chant Hari Hari without any motive of sense gratification. That doesn't mean that we simply, take off our clothes and go to the Himalayas or something like that and don't eat. But one accepts things that are favorable for Krishna consciousness. What is sense gratification? Sense gratification means that we accept things that are unnecessary. Like we find the Upadesha Brita. What is it? Achahara prayasas cha pajapam nimagraha janasangas chalolyam cha sabir vakti vinashati. That achahara, over collecting or overeating, for oneself. Just like if you could be satisfied with the coat that you have, why should you be like, who is that, Imelda DeMarcos, who had all those shoes? Yeah, Imelda DeMarcos. you have three sets of shoes or four sets of shoes. I think that's enough. Of course, I have more than that. But why should you have like a whole giant closet full of shoes? I mean, just whatever's necessary. And everybody has a different amount of things that are necessary to fulfill needs. Need fulfillment is not sense gratification. We've been talking about that. If you have a need for exercise, recreation, or health, or friendship, all those things are perfectly bona fide. Or need to sleep, need to rest. This is not sense gratification. But if you sleep all day long, that's a different thing. So in other words, we understand what we need in order to be satisfied, happy, and stable in this world. And above that is sense gratification. Lochan Das says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Because their merciful qualities are so great, they even make birds and beasts cry. That was like the Jarakonda forest. What to speak of human beings? Actually, Prabhupada talks about that. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarakonda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt the path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. It is so nice that even stone will melt. This is the faith we should have in Krishna's holy names and the faith in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. But Lochan Das Thakur regrets that he is entrapped in sense gratification. He addresses himself, my dear mind, you're entrapped in the sense gratification process and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Bhagavatam says that if we don't feel tears and quivering in the body, our heart is steel framed. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Wow. So Lochan Das Thakur, I have the Shakabda years. So you don't have the other years? No, I don't have the other years. Anyway, but he lived for 95 years in this world. So he had a very, very long life. So as far as his life is concerned, he spent a long time on the song, but that's fine. That he was born in Radhadesh. Radhadesh is the place where the Ganges doesn't go, near Katwa, in the Bardhaman district of Bengal. I've been there, actually. That's where I used to take a train from. And he met the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. His guru was Narahari Sarakat Thakur, great Vaishnava. And he writes about his devotion to his guru. He says, my only hope is to be near the lotus feet of my guru. And my desire is to be allowed by the grace of my guru to sing about Lord Chaitanya. Wow. He says, my Lord is Sri Narahari Thakur, and I'm his servant, bowing and bowing, praying before him. I beg him to allow me his service. So his poems and his writing were in the style called Panchali. Panchali means five. It's verse meter or something like that, and five different kinds of song styles. Anyway, so from his very, I'm not going to give all the details, but from his very childhood, he had great attachment for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his Chaitanya Mangal, detailing many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that are not there in the Chaitanya Bhagavad or Chaitanya Charitamrita, was taken from the Sanskrit book, which is a diary of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta, of course, is Hanuman, who helped the appearance of Hanuman and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, you know, Hanuman in his previous appearance, who assisted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early life, and he took took notes in his diary about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Pretty wonderful, wonderful information that we don't find anywhere else. And so, there's many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya you don't hear about anywhere else. There's four parts of this Chaitanya Mangal. It's quite lengthy. It's called the Sutra Khand. Sutra means that which ties everything in together. You have sutra, like a thread. The Adi Khand, that means the first, Majjhima, middle, Khand, and Sesha Khand. Sesha means the end. And in this particular book, there's a complete description of what happens in the Chaitanya Mangal. Of course, the Sutra Khand is basically dealing with the Mangalacharna, asking for the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the story that really inspires me, that I repeat quite often from the Chaitanya Mangal, is the story of what happened with the interactions between Narada Muni and Lord Shiva and Parvati and Krishna and Rukmini before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So the story is followed. I'm going to just summarize and not read from this. That Narada Muni was feeling great anxiety about us. Because Kali Yuga, you saw that in Kali Yuga, the principles of religiosity, three of them were gone. You know, you have four: cleanliness, mercifulness, truthfulness, and austerity. And during the last 4 years, we lost the last one, truthfulness, to a large extent. So anyway, he saw that and he became very compassionate, wanting to appeal to Krishna to descend to this world. And Krishna was staying in Dwarka at that particular time. And of course, we understand, he saw the coming of the age of Kali, sorry. He saw it coming in the future. Krishna was still in Dwarka. when he went, Krishna revealed to him that Krishna was going to come in a golden form in Kali Yuga, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga. And Rukmini was very upset with the whole thing because she was feeling separation. And of course, she was consoled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And hearing about the golden form, and he actually saw the golden form, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna revealed this golden form. And he was thinking of this, and then he had some interactions with Uddhava, and he explained this to Uddhava, how Krishna would appear in a golden form and he would preach Krishna Nam Sankirtan. And then when he was with Uddhava, he related a discussion that he previously had with Lord Shiva in Kailash. And this is the whole story of how he got some Mahaprasadam. Narada Muni was serving Lakshmi Devi for something like 10 or 100 celestial years to get some Mahaprasadam. Lakshmi Devi was told by Lord Vishnu not to give him any, to give anyone Mahaprasadam. And then finally, Lakshmi said to Narada Muni, what do you want? You've been serving me so nicely. And he said, I want Mahaprasadam. And Lakshmi felt anxiety because she'd been told not to give any Mahaprasadam. So she went to Lord Vishnu and asked Lord Vishnu, what should I do? And Lord Vishnu said, give him the Mahaprasadam when I'm not looking. So he gave him the Mahaprasadam. She gave him the Mahaprasadam, and he started dancing in ecstasy. Lord Shiva saw that. He got up, said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I got Mahaprasadam." And Lord Shiva said, "I'm your brother. Did you save any for me?" And he said, "No." And Narada Muni looked under his fingernail, and he found some, and he gave it to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva started dancing, and then the whole world started to, like, really get in trouble after that particular point, like big earthquakes and everything. And Parvati stopped Lord Shiva and said, "Why have you been dancing this particular time?" Lord Shiva said, "I got Mahaprasadam." Parvati said, "Did you save any for me?" And then he said, "No, you're the material energy. You're not qualified." I guess it wasn't feminism, don't worry. I mean, it wasn't chauvinism. And she got really upset, started to worship Vishnu, and Vishnu actually said, "From that point on, I'm going to give Mahaprasadam to everybody in Kali Yuga." And then there's the story after that, that actually Narada Muni went to Shvetavip, and he saw the pastimes of Balaram. I mean, there's a lot here in the Adi Leela of the Chaitanya Mangala. And there's also a lot of philosophy about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so second chapter, so that's the first chapter of the Adi Khanda. And then the second chapter describes the Bala Leela, the Lord's childhood pastimes. We still got 5 minutes. Let's see, different pastimes. Oh yeah, a dog went back to Godhead. This is a wonderful story. How he became attached to dogs, some puppies actually, and he brought one of the puppies home, and his mother was upset because, you know, Brahmas don't keep dogs in the home, and so he gave the she took the puppy. And let's see, I'll read here. Satyadev chastised him for playing with a dog. And Lord Chaitanya had to give up that dog. But later on, he bestowed a spiritual body upon the dog while performing Krishna Kirtan. And the dog went back to Vaikuntha. And it's described that as Lord Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods saw the good fortune of the dog, they were all amazed. And then there's the interaction. So many nice stories here. With Murari Gupta. One time, Murari Gupta, who was a doctor too, was reciting some yoga shastras, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just made fun of him and mimicked his gestures and speech and began to laugh at him. Murari Gupta was upset and chastised the Lord with words of anger. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Just wait, I'll show you a lesson later on." So later on, Murari Gupta was taking lunch, and Lord Chaitanya, this is a little boy, walked in and urinated on Murari Gupta's plate. And then he instructed Murari Gupta on the superiority of Krishna Bhakti over his yoga shastras or yoga sutras that he was teaching. Anyway, so many wonderful stories. There's a sacred thread story. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the sacred thread story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching to Sachimata about the fleeting nature of a man's short life within the material world when Jagannath Mishra passed away. And then finally in chapter 4, you have the Lord Chaitanya's marriage. Actually, there's a lot of information here. Whew. I mean, I could spend several classes talking about this. And different passages like the Lord revealing his form as the Varaha avatar to Murari Gupta one time. Devotees should read this at Chaitanya Mangala. It's really amazing. Anyway, so I don't know if I'm going to do so much here. So any questions or comments? Yeah. Let's give up sense gratification. Yeah.
So somebody may hear that and may say, "Well, I'd like to report to myself without this and without that." But I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, the recommendation is to not give up sense gratification. And let me unpack that a little bit. The recommendation is, as Krishna says in the Gita, now what is it? Raso Varjam Raso Pyasat Param Jasanivartite. Focus on the positive. Focusing on the positive means you being absorbed in Krishna's name, relishing things, then automatically, you know, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam. Because the desires for sense gratification, I mean, it sounds like such a negative sense gratification. The desires for things other than Krishna's service are impurities in the heart. So if we replace it with the positive, then the negative things will automatically go away. And if we concentrate on the negative things, then the negative things will become more prominent in our heart. And even, let's say, you could give up the desire for, let's say, gross sense gratification, then you would be extremely proud of it at that particular point. Wow, I have no more desire for sense gratification. So you actually be absorbed in subtle sense gratification, which is a lot more tricky than gross sense gratification. So the whole idea is to have a good time in Krishna consciousness and follow a few simple rules and regulations. No meat, fish, or eggs, which is easy. No intoxication, which is easy. No illicit sex, which is easy. No gambling, which is easy. Even though there's $500 million in the, what is it, Powerball right now? No gambling, which is easy. And chant the Lord's holy names. And automatically, and share Krishna consciousness with others. And then automatically these desires, that's the methodology. Raso Varjam Raso Pyasat Param Jasanivartite. Having a higher taste. Vishayavanivartante Niharasya Dehina. So that one may try to renounce sense gratification, though the taste remains, Krishna says in the Gita. But Raso Varjam Raso Pyasat Param Jasanivartite. But taking up Krishna consciousness, one experiences a higher taste and is fixed in consciousness. On that happy note, all glorious news of our nation, Prabhupada, Ijai, Lokchandas, Thakur, Ijai. Thank you. Sada Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalana, Bhaktivinoda Gosvami, Srila Prabhupada, Jai, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Jai, Nandakoti, Vaishnava, Vrindika Jai, Namacharya, Shtaridas, Thakur, Gijai, Param, Say, Gaho, Shri, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shivai, Yagarana, Shivasi, Gaur, Vatam, Shri Shri Radhakrishna, Govindana, Sankunda, Vrindanda, Iri Govardhan Pijai, Vrindavan, Pijai, Jagannatha Swami, Pijai, Manamai, Pijai, Shimani Glasadeva, Pijai, Samaveda Bhakta, Pijai, Govardhan Pijai. All glories to the symbol of Guru Tzis, all glories to the symbol of Guru Tzis, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Oh, Hari, oh my merciful Lord, all glories unto you, O Lord of God. Again and again I have pleaded with you, and now I beg you yet again to accept me as your own. O Lord, hopelessly taking birth over and over, I have now come to you for refuge. Please show your merciful nature and deliver this wretched soul. You are the cause of the universe and this very life. Other than you, O lover of Radha, there is no shelter. You bring about auspiciousness for the world. You are the master of all the worlds as well. O Lord, what will become of me if you forsake me? I have understood after contemplating my predicament that within this world there is no one who could deliver this servant but you.
Lord, the sorrow of the street,
once you humble and ready to reward the loss of the soul.
So